Every month, the Alaska Commercial Fisheries Entry Commission releases a permit value report. In the report for October, CFEC puts the value of a Bristol Bay drift net permit at $102,900. That's up from the $100,700 value recorded back in September. The value number used by CFEC represents what permits sold for between August and October, according to Doug Bowen with Alaska Boats and Permits in Homer.
In order for the Entry Commission to come up with an estimated value on those on any permit, they have to have at least four sales. So in October, they just came out with their estimated value of $102,900. And that would be based on four transactions that were completed there with the Entry Commission between August and October. So those transactions, those sales, have dragged the value up from where they were earlier, say, during the summer there, June, July, around 94, 95, and the value is picked up there, again, to that $102,900 value.
Like most of the big brokerage firms, Alaska Boats and Permits list the permits for sale on their website, and they have actual sellers offering Bristol Bay Driftnet permits at prices ranging between $155,000 and $185,000. However, Bowen says the actual selling price is well below that range.
What's happening on the market, there have been sales as high as $135,000. The increase in those values is not just a straight line up, though, a straight march upwards in price there. There have been a couple of sales in that $130,000-$135,000 range. We sold one earlier this week for $125,000, and we're working now with a buyer offering $127,000, and we believe we've found a seller at $130,000. So that pattern, that increase or decrease in values, can be a sawtooth pattern. It can go up and down, a couple steps forward, one step back, and so we can't really predict from here where those values are going to go. I think a lot will depend on the forecast that will come out later this month.
As Bowen noted, the Bristol Bay sockeye forecast for next year is expected later this month. Often the forecast is released just prior to the annual Pacific Marine Expo event in Seattle that this year will run from November 20th through the 22nd. Bowen says the forecast is the next factor that often influences whether or not Bristol Bay driftnet permit values go up or down.
Unless the forecast comes out and it's pretty much what people expected and they had already factored that into what they were willing to buy or sell their permit for. But if that forecast comes out and surprises everybody, either with a great run forecast or one that's not so shiny, that will certainly have an effect on what people are willing to pay for these permits.
The upward trend in the value of Bristol Bay driftnet permits can be seen in other driftnet fisheries as well. For instance, the value placed on Prince William Sound driftnet permits back in September was $202,800. In October, those permits increased in value up to $206,400. However, the value placed on an Alaska Peninsula driftnet permit remains unchanged at $77,900, while the value of Cook Inlet driftnet permits dropped in October down to $89,900. In September, those permits were valued at $93,800. The October Permit Values Report from CFEC puts the value of a Bristol Bay set net permit at $36,800. That's the lowest value for those permits in over a year. Bowen says he's not seeing as much interest in set net permits.
It's been quieter there on the set net permits, and I'm not sure why. It could have, I believe they sunsetted that provision in the law there that allowed permit holders to hold two permits and fish that extra gear, and that may have had a negative impact on those permit values there.
The October CFEC permit value report shows no movement in the value of Cook Inlet, Yakutat, Kodiak, and Alaska Peninsula setnet permits. However, the value placed on Prince William Sound setnet permits jumped up to $119,300 last month. That's way up compared to the $82,000 value recorded in September. It's also way up compared to the $61,000 value placed on those Prince William Sound setnet permits from November of last year to August of this year. Alaska Boats and Permits also brokers deals for halibut and black cod IFQs, and Bowen says things are quite slow at the moment.
Mostly due to cuts in the catch limits on the halibut and declines in the ex-vessel prices for sable fish. So that's certainly notable, much slower than in years past.
Bowen says there is quite a bit of activity and interest in many of the purse seine fisheries around the state. For instance, CFEC puts the value of a Prince William Sound purse seine permit at $178,500. That's the highest value recorded in over a year. Kodiak purse seine permits are valued at $40,800, which is also the highest value recorded in over a year. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.